Cape Talk. Cars with Jacob Mushukwa.
You know what? I like Jacob. I really, really do. And I hate it when I have to hate him, because today I'm going to have to hate him, because Jacob, you've been driving around in an Aston Martin DB11. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. So good to hear from you, and not too good to hear that you hate me.
But, well, I mean, that smile in that voice just speaks volumes, but you don't even have to say anything about this vehicle. You clearly loved every moment of it. Why was I not sitting next to you?
Well, because we are two cities apart, but you know my deal. Every time I'm driving something fancy and I'm in your neck of the woods, I always make a plan to accommodate you. So that's still the plan for the year. The Aston Martin DB11 that I got a chance to drive is, it's just, again, another touch of class that takes Aston Martin to another level. Aston Martin's always been so slick and clever with how they bring out these super, super cars, but the cars are so underrated and understated. When you see it, it's got a striking look to it. But then you hear it. I wasn't driving the top dog, the V12, but the V8 engine is just as powerful. It's a 4-liter V8 engine, and it's obviously sourced from the AMG brand, so helped out by Mercedes-Benz. And that means you're getting a real, real supercar with no sort of issues of looking like everybody else. I do like the fact that Aston Martin is so unique to the supercar territory, and I feel as though when they work around and play around with the V8s, they seem to find a perfect car that is a bit of a GT, and then at the same time it's the kind of car that you could sort of kick about in the city every day.
Because I suppose that is my next question: who will be driving around in this car in Cape Town, in Johannesburg?
This car would appeal to somebody who has a bit of access to money, but can't afford the top of the range, being the V12. So the V12 is a little under 5 million rand, and then this one is a little under 4 million rand. So you're looking at about 3.7 million rand to get one of these cars. And guess what? You and I could be maybe the next black James Bond if you want to be. If you look at guys like James Bond, a spy who is very cool and slick and very, very, very into their car. Then I think those are the kind of people that the Aston Martin appeals to. I swear it, when I was driving it, I totally did feel like a black James Bond. I wanted to give Hollywood a call and say, is this happening or what? Because Idris Elba doesn't know if he wants to do the gig or not. But it's just in what you get out of the car, Africa, an 8-speed paddle shift automatic gearbox, the electric power steering feels literally like as light as anything when you're trying to make a quick U-turn. And surprisingly, a very good turning circle on this car this big. And, you know, even if you configure the car to personalize it to yourself, I think you'll be able to max out the car. But, I mean, I only had it for what? All of 36 hours. And I didn't do much with the changing and the system itself. I just wanted to have good music and, you know, find out how the system works. But the little that I did play around with, I like that it was very easy to touch and change and connect your Bluetooth, etc. Because I remember a few years ago when I got to drive my first ever Aston Martin, and that was the V8 Vantage. I found that it was very difficult to get around. I mean, just looking to roll down the window was a long story. To even put the car into reverse gear or put the key in was a long story. Now they've done away with that, with you putting the key in on the center of the Aston Martin. It's keyless go, so much easier to get in and out of the car, and it's got so much sex appeal as well.
It is a roadster, so there's a sport element obviously attached to it. It's a supercar, which means the seats are going to be slightly more enveloping, I hope, and comfortable. But the car is also lower on the ground, which means you'll feel every bump that you drive over.
Yes, it definitely is. But at the same time, the suspension on this car is second to none, and it makes it just as comfortable. And when you talk about the seats, yes, the seats sort of grasp you and pull you in, but it's not like race seats. And then at the same time, for comfort wise in the car, it's got a heated steering wheel, so it's encouraging you to drive it even when it's cold. And then for the back seat as well, like I said, the fact that you can whip it around during the week works is because it's got an ISOFIX setup, so you can put two baby seats at the back as well. So if you've got a youngster who's about 3 or 4 years old, trust me, they'll sit in the back of the Aston Martin, and trust me, they'll enjoy it a lot more than the driver.
Moshokwa, Jacob Moshokwa, thank you very much for your time. Aston Martin DB11 is the car he was driving around in.